a dream.
Tell me what happened.
There is light all around you.
But it wasn't a candlelight nor firelight.
I thought, and that must be what electric light is like.
How can you recognize something you've never seen in real life?
I dream of the past. Why would I not dream of the future?
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast with Marian Blake. It's a podcast dedicated to Outlander on Stars. Welcome back. My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake. Holy smokes, Marvin. It's been a minute. Actually, I can't stand when people say that. It's been a minute.
Because it's like,
I don't know why I did, but I just did. I'm nervous. I'm nervous just because it's the first time we're actually going live on all of our platforms in quite some time. It's the first Outlander cast episode that we've done now since the end of the last season. And of course, we've had plenty of other podcasts, you know, over this time period. But I'm a little nervous. Outland is back, man.
It's okay.
Well, you know? I mean, Outland is back within context.
I mean, it's back this year.
Yes.
And it's back this summer, which is so exciting. So much better than saying this fall or goodness gracious, winter 2023. So we are also excited. Of course, this teaser trailer dropped right before the holiday. And Blake and I, having a 7 and 9 year old, life was crazy. Life was busy. Lots of performances, lots of end of the year stuff going on at school, but then also lots of viruses and bugs, which is just so fun.
Yes.
So fun. So it kept us from being able to truly do the experience that we wanted to give for the teaser trailer for season 7. So we appreciate those of you who have been able to be patient throughout this, but we are so excited to delve into this teaser trailer. Now, it is a teaser trailer. So Blake, break it on down for us.
Yeah.
What is the difference between a trailer, a teaser trailer? People sometimes do like multiple trailers. Blah, what's going on?
Yeah, so okay, it's all part of marketing, right? And the whole marketing aspect is
marketing.
The
whole marketing aspect.
Your cousin from Boston.
You're welcome, world. The whole marketing aspect is this. Listen, they've shot, I think, most of, if not all of, the principal photography for the season. And now they're doing post-production, they're making everything right, and they know that it's been a while, but they don't have enough to give all of the public everything that they want to do, or they just are choosing to not do that. So there is a difference between a teaser and a trailer. A teaser is usually between 30 and 60 seconds, though that is not set in stone. It could be 15 seconds. It can be a minute and a half. There are differences, and it just gives a flavor. Just gives a flavor. We're not talking story. We're not talking, special effects. It's just a flavor, right? Mm-hmm. And then later on, when they're ready to reveal more and they're ready to start amping up the marketing for the new coming season, then they drop a trailer. Now, the trailer is different because it's much longer. It includes a little bit more of the plot. It gives you more to dive into than just flavor, right? It's a teaser sets the tone, and then a trailer sets the expectation.
Okay.
Right? So put it that way. And I love teasers because there's so much that you can do with it. You can have teasers that just feature a set of photos. You can have teasers that feature nothing but sound. You can have teasers that feature nothing but one scene. Right? There's a whole range of things that you can do for teasers. Trailers, however, they're not set in stone. They're not, you know, they're not encapsulated within a box. There are things that you can do to make interesting trailers, but they're a little bit more uniform than teasers are, right? So in this particular instance, Stars has released a teaser, okay? Mm-hmm. And that teaser is what we'll be discussing today.
How long was this teaser?
Teaser was about 60 seconds. Actually, you know what? Let me go back to my screen here, and I will tell you exactly how long it was. It was 35 seconds.
Okay.
About 35 seconds.
Okay.
All right. So that's
a decent teaser.
That's a decent little teaser. It's okay. You know, like it gives you, again, flavor. That's all we're talking about here. We're not diving all in. We're not going to Flavortown with, you know, Guy Fieri. All right. This is just like, we're here, we're ready to go, and let's have some fun.
I love it.
Okay. All right. So, Marvin, are you ready to get into this podcast?
I sure am.
All right. Let's do it, shall we?
We shall. So, Blake.
Yes.
Who directed the teaser trailer?
Probably some nerd editor. It stars.
Let me tell you, the nerd editors who do the teaser trailers for Outlander, they do a great job.
Pretty good.
I dig them.
You know, you're touching my mouse.
I just want the mouse so I could see who shared the thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you mean who's sharing what?
Over here. I'm trying to scroll up.
Well, no. We're going to do that later. Sorry, everybody. This is the first time that we've gone live, like I said, in a long time. So we're just still getting used to the process again. And for those of you, of course, who are listening to this on the audio portion, just the podcast alone, this, of course, is made for you, right? So don't feel left out. If, however, in the future that when we are podcasting and it is live, please do care if you want to join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We're there. We're ready to go. As a matter of fact, Mary, you can find us at maryandblake.com, where you can find all of our podcasts, including House of the Dragon and Rings of Power and The Potterverse and Bridgerton with Mary and Blake. And if you want, dear listener, you can go to also jointhenerdclan.com, our special community, where you can become a member there and experience a whole bunch of different things there, including Baking with Blake or our podcast for The Crown, or what else we got going on there?
Potterverse.
The knee-jerk reactions. Oh. We got a lot of stuff
lot
going
of things,
on.
Lot of
okay.
Things.
Oh, apparently we have no sound on Instagram. Okay.
Instagram, apologies. Go to YouTube or Facebook, and maybe Blake will be able to fix it in a moment.
They can't even hear me.
See, I'm like speaking, and poor Instagram. Poor Instagram has no idea.
I'm working
but
on
like
it.
But like Blake
oh,
said.
Oh, I see why. I see why. There you go. Fixed.
Yay, thank you. But like Blake said, we are keeping busy. We're doing lots of fun things for our friends at jointhenerdclan.com. Blake is now Baking with Blake, which is going to be a twice a month at least experience where he's going to be just chilling and chatting and baking some of his favorite things, which is something that he really got into over the past couple of years during the panorama. But we're here for Outlander. We are here for Outlander. And we are just so excited to delve into this itty bitty 35 second teaser trailer. But my goodness gracious, did it wet our whistles.
I like how you pronounce that. Wet. Mm-hmm. Wet the whistle. All right, Marvin. So we're into it. Some little nerd at Stars probably edited this all together. Naturally, the scenes were directed by its own directors. There is a list of the directors, by the way, I think somewhere
All of the directors that were shown in this teaser trailer.
No. Just all the directors that were involved in season seven. I think somewhere on the interwebs.
Okay.
You know, if the nerds out there can give us a confirmation of that, I would really appreciate it. But you know, they're the ones directing all the scenes. Some other nerds just putting it all together.
I love
for the
it.
Teaser. So, Marvin, why don't we do this? Why don't you, do you want to do like a kilts rating or do you want to do like?
I don't even know if I could do a kilts rating because it's not like I could be comparing it to other things.
Well,
I would just like to go.
Like what if you had to, if like, What did it make you feel? Did it make you feel a lot? Did it make you feel a little?
Oh, it made me feel a lot.
Is it something that, like, it can be informed by the fact that you know where the story is going, so you see something and you're
like, that's a good question.
You're like, oh, okay, I get it now. Yes.
Yes. You know, it's so interesting because this season, season 7, is going to have 16 episodes. Mm-hmm. 16 loves. Oh, my goodness gracious. That in and of itself gets me so excited. We've just been needing it. We've been needing some more time with Outlander. We've been needing some more time to, like, get through the storyline. So for me as a book reader, it was interesting to see, because to me, I'm like, I think this only covers a couple of episodes. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I don't know where they're going to be leaving off in the books. They left off with season 6, not at the end of a book. So we're going to be picking up still midway through one. So it's interesting to see how the writers are interpreting the series overall as they write it for television and taking breaks where they need it to be. Mm-hmm. It'll be also interesting to see, okay, is it going to be kind of like season 1 where it was a half of a season, then they took a break, and then they had the other half of the season to break up the 16, or will the 16 be continuous? But personally, I saw it, I'm excited. I feel like it gives us bits and pieces for where we left off in season 6, pretty much on, you know, what's that called? A cliffhanger?
Yes.
And then also bits where you're like, where will that be fitting in? And how does this come about? And some of these moments are lovely and not like the cliffhanger that we left on and then it comes and gets you.
Yeah.
So overall, I really liked this teaser trailer. I think that it was an exceptional surprise the way they did it. It wasn't like, ooh, wait a couple more days, guys. Something big's coming. It just dropped.
Yeah.
And it was like a Christmas present all in and of itself. I loved that there was no lead up to it, because it really was just a lovely surprise. I think if they had had a lot of lead up to it, potentially people could have just ripped it to shreds. That's too small. It's too short. We didn't get enough. We didn't get to see this character. We didn't get to do X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, here you go. Here's a little present. Here's what we got. It's coming in the summer.
Yeah.
I know some people were upset even about that. Like, what do you mean it's out the spring? But for me, I was just grateful that it was coming in the summer and not the fall or the winter. Mm-hmm. So this to me checked all of the boxes that I would want from a teaser trailer. Now, when we get the trailer,
yeah,
I'm going to need some more substance. Okay. I'm going to need like a double decker sandwich of substance. Just even for the book readers alone to be like, yes, we're going to get that. Yes, we're going to see this. Yeah. So, like little things. Because as I said, to me, one of the big surprises for us as book readers is we don't know where this will go.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were things in this trailer where we were like, what? Is this okay. A dream, or is this really going to happen?
Yeah.
So, I loved it a lot. How about you?
Veronica here says that they're actually using material from seasons 6. Oh, well, from books 6, 7, and 8. So they're actually going quite far in terms of the story as it's written by DG. Right? So,
yes. So it's an adventure for book readers and show watchers alike.
Yeah. All right. For me, here's what I want to say. I think it was a good little teaser. And again, I'm not expecting a lot. All I want is just a tone, right? I want a tone. I want a flavor. And I want something to pique my interest, right? And I think they have done that in the sense that they have Jamie saying, Claire, I saw you and it was a bunch of light, but it wasn't candlelight. And, you know, I can dream of the past, but why can't I dream of the future? Now, that to me is interesting. And it's interesting on a number of different levels, right? We'll get to that in a minute. However, the one thing that I will say is that the teaser itself, it kind of undercuts the cliffhanger at the end of the last season.
I'm okay with it undercutting it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think this is also kind of where the showrunner and the marketing department, they got to get on the same plane here, right? Mm-hmm. Listen, we all know, like, book readers know what's coming for the most part, right? Okay? Mm-hmm. You get a direction, you understand what's coming. Show watchers, I think if you're an engaged show watcher, you know that Jamie's on his horse and he's going to rescue Claire. Like, it's going to happen. There's no way around it, right? So one of two things have to happen. One, you stick with the cliffhanger and you tease only the first episode or two, or maybe even only the first episode, right? Like, so you have this – you have a baseline of knowing, okay, this cliffhanger is still intact, right? Or two, which what I think they did was they just kind of said they whistled past the graveyard and they just gave it away that Claire's going to get rescued and they're moving on with the rest of the season, right? So I think there are two options there. Personally, as a viewer, I kind of like the first option better, where it's just like you keep that, you keep the cliffhanger intact. Yeah. Which would you prefer?
I mean, to me, there's no cliffhanger. Will Claire be dead?
No.
Will Claire get in trouble and not be rescued by Jamie?
Agreed, somehow? Right? So there's, all right, again, so there's even still some debate, I think, within that argument, right? Because, like, do you still want to keep that, like, how is Jamie going to do it and rescue her? Because, again, we all know that she's going to get rescued.
Okay, so that's not what, did no, you?
Sorry, yeah. Go ahead. What?
I don't know. I guess I'm just getting confused by your, like, asking me of these questions, pretending that I'm just a show watcher.
No, I'm saying, oh, yeah. Like, what? Which would you prefer? Just whistling past the graveyard?
I'm just happy the way it was. I'm so happy.
Yeah. No, I agree. I understand. I get it.
Okay, so what we want to do
is
we want to go through this trailer bit by bit, little scene by little scene, and kind of dissect what we can. Now, remember, friends, those of you who are joining us live, this is a spoiler-free podcast.
Yes.
So whenever someone who is a show watcher, not a book reader, says, "Ooh, I think that this is going to happen," we just kindly reply, "Interesting." Okay, whether that's right or wrong, but that's our way of like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like, you know the future, you know?
Yes.
But this is a spoiler-free podcast, so people who know things will just, you know, say interesting.
That'll
lot.
Be that.
But we could still enjoy it together. And if you do want to get your nerd on, of course, we do have the Outlander Cast Clan Book Club on Facebook. It's a great community for you to go and talk with other people who know about the future.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Marvin, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
Let's do it. I'm going to go back to the main shot here. I'm directing again. I'm producing again. It's all one giant memory for me. So it's like I got to get back into the saddle here of what we're doing. All right. So let's do it. Let's get into back to the trailer and we're going to go not scene by scene, but like we're going to talk about things that stand out and what we're thinking about it. And that's
okay.
It. All right. Fair enough. All right. Let's do it.
I had another dream.
Okay. Stop right here. Just to open up with that voice, and if you were able to watch this trailer, this teaser, with headphones on, and just hear Jamie's voice,
I had
another dream, which means you were asleep, and you're probably beautiful when you're sleeping. I mean, we know what you look like when you're sleeping as well, but it opens up on his face, not speaking this.
No, but this is a voiceover.
Yes.
Okay.
But just giving us, like, eyes.
Oh, just all the eyes.
All the eyes. No tear in the eyes.
No tear. No.
A very serious face.
Yeah, he's looking off into the distance. Is it a pensive look or is it a sad look?
I don't know, but I'm just loving the little specks of brown near his pupil.
Yep.
His facial hair is just groomed so beautifully.
If you look at the screen, also too, you see that the lens of the camera is the focal point is in fact very much Jamie's or Sam Heughan's face. The background is completely blurred out, which this is important, right? Because they're trying to get you to focus in on one specific thing. And to me, that is his eyes, right? And his eyes are important because he's talking about dreaming. And what do you – you don't use your eyes in dreaming, but you interpret your dream through –
Lumos! Lumos!
Lumos just totally messed me up. All right, back to that.
She wanted to rock out.
She wanted to just get going here with.
We also have a scar above his eyebrow area at this point. To me, this isn't a happy face.
No, this is not a happy one. This feels to me almost a bit like being scared. Being a little scared. I don't know what to do quite yet.
I'm trying to look in his eye reflection.
Oh, that's a good one.
But then again, maybe it's just so blurred it would be a camera.
Yeah.
so maybe not. Okay, so restart a little bit so we can get the beginning of what he's saying. But I just
tell me what happened.
All right, now we got Claire saying, "Tell me what happened." They're going up the river.
Did you love how she says it the way? Tell me what happened.
Tell me what happened.
That'd be like you, Blake. Like, "Oh, I had a phone call today. Tell me who it was." Oh, Mary.
Oh boy.
I had some indigestion. Tell me how you relieved it.
Was it Tums? I had some indigestion.
Okay.
All right. So we're going up the river here. This is obviously the river that's over by the house. Okay. The big house. All right. Here we go.
There is late.
Ooh, oh, okay. Peeps. We had people, peeps on horses.
People on horses.
Now, who do we think those people on horses are?
If I had to guess, let's see.
Late.
I can't. You can't tell. You can't tell. If I had to guess, it's going to be Jamie and Claire. That's what I'm going to guess.
Okay.
Okay. And then we got Claire.
I'll arrange you.
Okay.
We got Claire in front of the big house, and she's turning around. Claire,
wearing all the teal blue.
Oh, so much teal.
Oh, cheers, Claire.
She is. She is pulling her Mary. That's what we're calling that.
Christine Wilcox is saying that scar is actually a Sam Heughan scar.
Really?
Remember how we had that issue? It was like right before convention, and he did get hurt, and there was like all these pictures about it, but he hit his head on the car door after slipping on the ice. So that is just an authentic, not a James Fraser scar.
Wow, interesting.
But a Sam Heughan scar. But you know what? It's hot.
It's pretty hot. I'm not going to lie. One thing I'm noticing right off the jump from this teaser is the coloring.
Ooh.
The coloring is not as vibrant as it was last season or in the seasons past.
But it could also just be the filter that they're using for this teaser trailer.
That is certainly a possibility, though I doubt it. I doubt it because at this point, they're using the footage from what was shot, and it's been put in post-production. That doesn't mean trailers don't include certain scenes that aren't in television shows or movies, or certain things aren't changed from the original footage for the teaser. The extremely famous case of that is actually from Avengers Endgame when they were walking up to the time machine, but they actually erased Thor from the scene because they didn't want the reveal of Fat Thor.
Oh, cool.
So they erased Thor from the scene.
Very cool.
And included everybody else walking up to it, right? So there are instances where things are changed.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so sup?
Okay.
I love the differences in Claire's hair in this teaser trailer.
Oh, okay.
So in this spot where she's standing in front of the house and she's got all the like bluish and teals going on, Claire, love you. Love your teal walls as well. She has her hair in her more traditional, Dr. Claire outfit, hair tied back with loads of her whites. Her silver strands are proud and strong.
Yep.
So keeping that in mind.
All right, here we go. All right, now we got a follow up. We got a follow up to those two people riding near the river.
Same horse colors.
Same horse colors. This to me really feels like Jamie and Claire.
Okay, interesting.
This really feels like Jamie and Claire. If I had to make an outlandish theory, it's the guy that actually kind of loves Claire, Malva's father.
Okay.
He's riding back with Claire. Okay, that's my outlandish theory. But if I had to put my house on it, it's Jamie.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
But it wasn't a candle.
Okay, stop.
All right.
So we got to see the carving.
Yep.
In
FR.
The, yes.
Right. I would imagine Fraser's Ridge.
Yeah. Okay, so this is like when he had done it before, claiming the land and all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
So I think it's, you know, just love it, like bringing things back. Keep going.
You know what I love too? The music. The music of the teaser is not Outlander-y. Right, it's more like Super 8. Mm-hmm. It's more like that style. Like,
it's more modern and mysterious.
Mysterious and wondrous, and bigger things are happening around us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the feeling that, like, Super 8. I'm getting that feeling from the music. Like, almost maybe even a Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Mm-hmm. Like that kind of feel. All right, here we go.
Candlelight nor.
All right, so there's some water, people digging into the water.
And you can see
it's like fire
orange
light
coming from above. So we do feel like, okay, this is fire, and they're trying to put out fire.
Yep.
Firelight.
And he says firelight as people are looking at what appears to be a fire. I can't tell who's in the background, but there's Claire. She's looking at something. Now, to me, this feels like what was written in the article that Bree found. That's the whole reason why she came back to the past in the first place, which was the fire at the big house, apparently in which her parents perished. Now, the fact of the matter is here that Claire is outside of what appears to be this fire. Does she perish from this fire? No, we all know that she doesn't. But for those of you who even thought that that was still even a thing, I promise you, this confirms it. Is there a chance that she could still die? Yes, but no, ain't gonna happen.
I thought, and that.
Okay.
Claire and Jamie doing some special loving time.
But here's where you need to see the hair. This, you need to see the length and the coloring, right?
So he lays her down. Man.
The length is long, and I do not see a single silver strand. Watch her lay down.
Fair.
They're all in white.
I would say that this could be a flashback, though I doubt it.
I feel like it has to either be a flashback or a dream, because I don't see Claire having that long of hair. And deciding, you know what? After I embraced my silvers, it's time to dye it after all.
Yeah, maybe.
Because watch how dark her hair is.
I got you.
That must be what electric light.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
0.0 whites in there.
Yes.
0.0.
So to me, this is like dream.
I'm going
to
say dream.
Or pre-Claire coming back at all. Claire had grays. You know how she dyed
her hair? Yeah.
So like, okay, so sure, like after her hair dye came out.
Yeah.
Like that long ago.
Oh.
Like pre-America.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you. All right. I'm picking up what you're putting down now. Okay.
So dream or like super flashback.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay. Or maybe the lighting just hit her silvers. That happens to mine too.
Yeah, that's true. I will agree. All right. Here we go.
This lake.
All right, we have the notice of what apparently is a very angry British officer tearing down the Declaration of Independence.
I don't like this.
Take this down. Be like Lord John with his broom, just holding everybody off, you know, from season 4 or 5, whatever it was. The phenomenon.
Returns. Okay, this, talk about magic.
This is very Rings of Power.
This is Outlander magic right here. Yes, Rings of Power. Just a beautiful Bree Jamie scene, which give it to me. And the fireflies. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Let's see. Mo here says, why would they need such a far back flashback?
We will see.
That's a fair question, Mo. And that's why I'm probably more inclined to say that it's a dream. The one thing that kind of messes it all up is Jamie's hair. Jamie's hair is the current version of what it is, right? It's not the old version of what it was, right? So again, that could be the reason for a dream. Like this whole teaser is in Jamie's perspective, right?
And
so,
it's a dream. His teaser,
it's a dream,
voiceover.
Right? Mm-hmm. So is it a fair thing to say that the teaser is a flavor of what's to come, meaning that this season maybe, perhaps, is more of Jamie's perspective as
Could
opposed to Claire.
Could this be his dream that he visualizes?
Oh, I love the whole idea that this whole teaser and maybe like the entire season is just Jamie's dream.
You're getting super deep.
If they had the Stugats to pull that off,
Stugats.
Oh. Oh my goodness gracious.
Okay.
I would flip out. I would be like that. Those are some big brass Stugats if they did that. Okay. All right. So we got people looking and going into the water, grabbing some water. Bree looking at, I think, Claire. Let's see.
She's wearing teal.
Yeah. It's Claire. Yeah. Got the teal. We got the grays.
But yes, we got the grays. And now look at this hair length. So this hair length is like above shoulder.
Certainly a lot less.
But it's grown out compared to when we're going to see her with the noose around her neck.
Yes, fair.
Okay.
Okay.
So to me, this is
happening later.
Yes.
Okay.
Something you've never seen in real life.
Okay, stop here.
All right.
Go back.
Who croaked?
Let's see who's standing still.
Is this Malva's body?
Maybe.
Claire's hair, though.
Could that be Tom Christie up front? Holding it? It looks like Jamie behind.
This right here could be Tom Christie.
Okay.
No, you can't see the face.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This
yeah.
feels okay. like Roger, perhaps.
Oh.
This is Jamie.
Jamie looks like third.
Yeah. And then, here's the other weird girl.
Who's this for?
The servant.
Poor thing.
This guy, the white hair guy,
Is that hair?
I don't know. It could be a hood of some sort, but he don't look too happy. And then we got Claire, who's, again, wearing the teal and a lot of hair in the back.
And tied back, yes.
Right? So we're getting some mixed messaging. Okay, mixed messaging.
Timeline, I would say. Timeline. Mixed timeline.
Yes. So clearly they're playing with the timeline. They're playing with the edit. They're playing with what they're showing and, mm-hmm. and the order in which they're showing it. All right, here we go.
Can I just love on Jamie's coat, though?
Oh.
Look at how everyone else has like boring coats and his has this flowing, ruffled flare.
Oh, love it.
You know, it swooshes. You know that gif
yes.
of Sam like swishing around and yes. I don't know if it's season one or season two, but what it's ifs. A gif of him just like dancing around in his yeah. coat. That's what that gives me.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go.
Real life.
Okay, right. Stop.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Because we got to see more people behind her. So we see Lizzie.
We got Lizzie, weird girl.
She's not weird.
She's a little weird.
Okay.
A little weird.
Okay.
On the weird Let's, scale as
But
as,
like, don't say Malva weird.
Scale, no.
I feel like weird is a okay, bad Malva connotation.
Weird, Malva weird is like way weird. And then we have like normal. I would say
is Lizzie pregnant?
I would say Lizzie is like halfway.
Look at that brown separation between her own teal.
Oh, fair. I like it. Lizzie's pregnant. Definitely. Guaranteed. Or that could just be the bump out from the hips.
Okay.
You know what? But I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to go full outlandish theory. Lizzie, pregnant.
And I can't tell who anybody else is in the
I don't know who all
right
these
now.
Other jabronis are. Okay, here
But I'm loving their like family unity. I feel like we're in Game of Thrones where it's like, if you are Team Fraser, you are wearing some kind of variation of teal. Somewhere yeah. green, blue,
all
in between.
All of the teal here. There's so much teal. All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, Bree apparently given birth. Roger has a beard at this point. Mm-hmm. We're back to beard Roger.
Love
or
it.
Like,
yeah.
Cropped beard Roger. Yep. He's got the tricorn hat. No teal.
I mean, he's still doing the blue and the green.
Okay.
But he's having his own variation. Maybe the Mackenzies lean more sage than teal.
Sage. all right, here we go. All right, we're on a ship.
Yes.
That
Who's
is,
on that ship?
I can't tell.
No idea.
Can't tell.
No idea right now from this shot. Oh.
Right. Oh, there's a jewel of some sort going from someone who appears to be of some highborn stature to someone that perhaps looks like...
You don't
like,
recognize the jewel.
It's a blue jewel.
You don't recognize it.
Let's
We're going to have to do a little rewatching for your
It's a blue jewel. I don't remember what this is.
Who gives the best gifts, Blake? Who
oh,
gives
it's
the
Lord
best
John.
Gifts, Blake?
It's Lord John.
I mean,
I love it.
That looks like a great gift to me.
That looks like a fantastic
But you don't
gift.
Remember where that's from. So, okay, I know
I
what episodes we need to rewatch.
I don't. And if I had to make a guess,
mm-hmm.
that's Roger's hand. If I had to make a guess.
Beautiful.
If I had to go out there,
I don't think he's given Roger a present yet. So maybe yeah. interesting.
he's got to check them all off.
Oh my god!
All right, here we go.
oh,
a very angry,
angry
Ian. Oh,
looking so good.
Hey Ian.
Hey Ian. No more by Ian. Hey Ian. That is pensive.
That is not pensive.
That's
I'm going to kill you.
But you see, even he feels like he has teal in his coat. At least on our screen,
it's a little. The coloring on our screen could be off. But that's fair.
Maybe I altered it so everything looks teal because that would be my happiness.
Yep. All right. Here we go.
Entity of the past.
All right. Now we got Claire, and okay. So here is where I find. Some fault with the trailer or with the teaser.
Okay.
Okay. Some fault. Now it could be we can have a conversation about this, but let's finish this.
Oh.
All right. We got
that music moment with the grab.
Ooh, oh yeah.
Getcha.
All right. So we got short hair Claire. This is very clearly, obviously, the very beginning of the season.
She still has a boo boo on her head.
Yeah. So like we've got some things going on here. Okay.
Looking very very alone.
Very scared.
Yeah.
Very like.
And at this angle, I'm not going to lie. The guy behind her, who's blurred out, looks like Black Jack Randall.
It kind of does,
right?
A tad bit.
Little Tobias.
Oh, that would be great. Not to say that it should be Black Jack Randall, because obviously the guy's croaked. But like, if she were thinking that as it were happening, oh, I would love that. that would be that would go right in line with where I'm at.
Okay.
Like in that terms
would be just
of
weird
like
enough
let's
for you.
Let's get weird. Okay. Let's get weird with stuff. I'm all about that life. But obviously it's not gonna be. All right, here we go. So we have this musical moment where everything stops and it cuts to black.
Grabs her.
And the guy grabs her and like it looks like he's gonna push her. And she's wearing a noose, obviously, around her neck.
No. Why would they not dream of the future?
And then we have Claire.
Silver hair Claire.
Silver hair Claire.
Back to her like Dr. Claire.
Yes.
You know.
The pull back variety.
What I may call the Dr. Rawlings hair. Okay. When she's doing her thing.
And they're both looking off. And why wouldn't I dream of the future as well? Okay. And then Outlander Summer 2023. All right. So there is the entire teaser. Mm-hmm. I quite like the shot of Claire and Jamie at the end and him saying, why wouldn't I dream of the future with them two looking happy, looking off into what we would imagine be the sunset. Okay, great.
Yes.
My one issue with this teaser is even though it was a nice little moment, mm-hmm. it is suggestive that Claire is not only going to get up onto the gallows here, but she is going to be pushed off or some sort of movement is going to be made. And that, to me, feels a tad ingenuous because we all know Claire isn't going to die.
Yeah, but still, she could be scared, you know, poopless.
Fair.
I mean, hello, we've seen people on the gallows who have been rescued or not actually perish on the gallows plenty of times.
Yeah, very fair. Very fair.
However, if Ian comes in and shoots an arrow and breaks it, very much like we've seen in many a movie.
Yes.
Is that Robin Hood?
Yes, that's the Kevin Costner Robin Hood.
Yes.
Yes.
I would hate on it, but I'd also love it.
I would die for you. Give me all the Bryan Adams. All of the Bryan Adams.
Okay, so you have like meh about that because you feel like it's disingenuous. But on the flip side, I think it's very suspenseful. And I will tell you that we as book readers are going, what? So I like that.
Fair, fair.
And yeah. I love the short hair, but long hair and all these different moments.
Yeah, I think it's harder to pick that up in the form of the teaser because as we're sitting here breaking it down like a couple of nerds, you know, you're watching this within the span of 30 seconds and there are at least 15 cuts, 16 cuts in the trailer alone, right? So these things are happening very rapidly. So for someone who's just experiencing the teaser, the likelihood of them being able to discern who is who, where they are, when they are.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, oh, I can hear it. That is
so
loud.
Happy.
Hold on. Let's see how loud it is. Ready? Wow. That is showing up on minus 42 on the dB level.
She's so happy to be podcasting live.
My voice peaks at about minus 9. So, yeah, she's happy. Interesting. There's a little bit of a tad being disingenuous here with that because Claire, the amount of plot armor that Claire has, you know that it's not going to happen.
But she's also interesting because we've seen other members of this family like under the noose. Sometimes yes. A little longer than others, Roger.
Right.
You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just an interesting thing. I'm not getting stuck on it. And as you said, yeah. It's like the pebble in your shoe. It's still a wonderful journey.
Oh, no,
journey,
no, great journey. But, the opposing argument would be, yeah, well, obviously she's not going to croak, Blake. It's not about her croaking. It's about the journey of how she gets there. And it's not about the fact that she is going to die, but how does she get out, mm-hmm. right? And what kind of trauma does she experience upon the already huge pile of trauma mm-hmm. that she's experienced?
Yeah.
Right? So, like, what does that do to her? Mm. If you wanted to make that argument, that's a fair argument.
Okay.
Fair argument.
You know, so much of this, of course, it is through the voiceover of Jamie.
Yeah.
And ending it, of course, I dream of the past. Why would I not dream of the future? And it is important to note, of course, that Jamie couldn't pass through the stones.
Yes.
And this is just not something that he's destined for. But then, of course, we get the flashback to episode one, season one, where we saw a figure that was ghost-like maybe, that Frank bumps into, looking a lot like Jamie. So is
Well, let's just
is Jamie.
It is Jamie. The ghost is Jamie, okay?
Damn well.
For all of you nerds out there that are like still trying to hold out that it ain't, you're all banana land, okay? You are on Mars.
But there just needs some explanations about it. But Jamie has in the past dreamed things that have come to fruition. I think he had like a dream about Brianna having like a mark on her behind her ear. So Jamie is someone who can have some dreams that may be lending themselves to something. But I just love how he's explaining, like, this is a light that I wouldn't have seen before. And I guess that's what electricity is like. And I've never seen electricity. And that too kind of harkens back to those brilliant little conversations about talking about airplanes and, you know, what the future is like and her being able to try to explain things to him. So I loved this voiceover because when Jamie talks about the future and gets to try to understand things that he can't even necessarily fathom when he's talking with Claire, I just think it's a really cute, tender, romantic moment between the two of them. But yet also talking about fire, talking about light.
There's clearly a theme going on here. Yes. But he does say that it's not candlelight, but it surrounds Claire, and that's what he feels like electricity would be. This, to me, feels like there is a lot happening with Jamie in this season. And I quite like that. I quite like that because much of Outlander has been specifically about Claire, and rightfully so, right? Like, I think she is the main character. But I like that if they're going to take some steps to give us a little bit more of Jamie, a little bit more perspective. One of the listeners here, I can't see the name, sorry, says, where is it? Sorry, come on, Blake, come on, Blake, come on, Blake. What if the flashback with long-haired Claire is her having the flashback while the noose is around her neck, even though it seems like to be from Jamie's perspective?
Yeah,
fair. Love that idea. And I bring that up only because what Jamie is saying feels like him having a dream, and perhaps that dream is a vision of what's to come. Mm-hmm. When he's the ghost looking at Claire up in the room,
brushing
her curly hair.
Yes, like, with the candlelight.
Because it's not specific enough to say you were doing this. No, it wasn't candlelight. That was
because the electricity went out.
I don't think so at
that
point.
It was a storm.
Fair. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
At that point, I'm going to have to go back.
I don't remember.
When did the lights go out?
I don't remember. I love the idea that, like, the whole trip of Claire going to the stones, seeing the forget-me-nots, her telling Jamie about the forget-me-nots, Jamie seeing into the future with his dreams, seeing Claire in the light, knowing where she's going to be, like, the idea that maybe he's the one who, like, plants the forget-me-nots at the stones to get her to go there. Like, I love the idea of the story circling around on itself. Mm-hmm. And that feels right. That feels like Outlander to me. That feels like there was a plan all along and
magic of Outlander.
Like, it's the magic. That to me feels like magic. Not like, oh, like, wee fairies and wisps and all, but like,
I'm here for that too, Blake.
But the magic is the knowledge of time, right?
And what love can do.
And what love
time
can do. Okay. And like how Jamie is the one who would, like, potentially, you know, facilitate Claire going back. And like, and it's like almost to me, like, what's it called? True Detective. I know you didn't see it, but when Matthew McConaughey says time is a flat circle and he squashes a can, that to me feels like Outlander. Time in Outlanderverse is a flat circle.
Interesting.
And it comes and flops and revolves back onto itself. I love that idea.
So I truly think that this teaser touches upon very few episodes of the 16 episodes that we will get during this season. As I think that there is a heck of a lot more that is not being shown. There's people that are not being shown that should be in it and will be in it. So I'm going to be really interested to see what the teaser is going to be like. But this in
the
and of
trailer.
Itself, the trailer is going to be like. And even then, they may not share things that we suspect will be happening in the season.
Yeah.
Even if it was an 8-episode season, I still think this would just be a tasting of the first few episodes. So this is a lovely jumping off point. Obviously, really like little fun flashes. Like you said, the coloring was different. The score, obviously not done by Bear. Bear probably is still working on it at this point.
Yeah, usually teaser and trailer music are not done by the composer of the show. It's usually, you know, other composers who make music specifically for trailers.
Yeah.
So that's usually how it goes.
But those of you who are big into early American history, obviously, are going to have a really fun time with this season. Blake, this is like, Blake's heart is about to explode.
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
with all of this. But I think that this season, just by the sheer number of episodes that's going to be in it, but also the things that they're going to be covering, what they've talked about, just glimmers of how much of the books they're going to be sharing, I think it's going to be a really dynamic and exciting season.
Yeah.
Obviously, last season was piecemeal together due to the panorama and pregnancy and all different kinds of things. So sure. I think that this season is going to blow our doors off, as Blake would say.
Yeah, this should feel more in line with what season 5 was, in my opinion, right? Season 5 felt like a big resurgence for Outlander. And much of you know that I felt like season 6 was a step back. But Matt Roberts and company... You know, the panorama is not over, right, within quotes, but like the whole world has kind of decided that it's over together, which, you know, it is what it is. So we've all moved on, and this is the opportunity to tell a story without much of – and they also had to deal with, remember, the people walking off the sets in season 5 due to the working conditions. Like there was a whole range of things
–
I'm sorry, in season 6 that plagued season 6. Season 7 is going to operate without those instances.
Issues, yes.
And they can tell their story with the intent that they plan to tell it and over a 16-episode span.
Yes.
Right? So here's a question for you, Mary.
Okay.
Do you think that they split the season in two? Or do you think that they play – I mean – aside from like a break because of, you know, like this or that.
I think they're going to go straight through and bring us to the holidays.
Yeah.
Unless by summer 2023, it means late August. Because if it's late August, then that's going to bring us to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And they could do 8 episodes there and then 8 episodes after the new year. So if it's early summer, if we're talking June,
yeah,
I think that they will go straight through the 16 episodes. However, okay. If it is late, end of summer,
yeah,
I believe that they'll do what they did the first season.
Yeah.
And I think they'll split it and keep a holiday break and then come back.
Now, if they wanted to be smart, okay, you want to be smart, you want to be cute.
Yeah.
What you do is you time it so that when they declare independence, the episode happens July 4th week.
Well, they may not be able to do that.
I'm just saying, hey,
stars
listen,
availability.
You want to be smart, you want to be cute, that's what you got to do.
In Blake's dream world.
That's what you got to do.
Or in subsequent years, you can watch it so that that's at the very moment. I know our friend Rachel, she likes to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas so that at midnight, it says, it's Christmas time. Yeah. You know, when she wants to start decorating, getting excited for Christmas.
Listen, This Is Us did it. This Is Us showed episodes of things when, you know, things were happening on those certain dates.
Yes.
It's possible.
It is possible.
You want to be smart? You want to be cute?
Hey.
That's how you do it.
Let's see.
And we've already talked about the world of things in this episode that I think that should happen that would just make my heart sing. This could be another one of them.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, friends, we want to thank you so much. We are so excited to see what ends up happening with subsequent trailers, with more news coming out of season 7. But no matter what, we're getting it this year, this summer. It's going to be amazing. We get, you know, a lot of episodes. And like Blake said, there's going to be so many more things that are in proper conditions to make this season even better than what we've had in the past. In the meantime, know that Blake and I are still busy podcasting about other things in addition to Outlander. We are having a weekly podcast about Harry Potter. We're going through the series. It's called The Potterverse with Mary and Blake, and that is open to all on any of your podcatcher apps. We have a wonderful group of patrons at jointhenerdclan.com. For as little as $2 a month, you can go and get different little perks. And one of the cool things that Blake's going to be doing now is Baking with Blake, where it's going to be at least twice a month. He'll be baking pizza and muffins and cookies and cinnamon rolls and all the beautiful things that he makes for our family. And you can get access to that by being a member at jointhenerdclan.com. Another perk for some of our members there is The Crown podcast. So The Crown, of course, super popular show on Netflix. We are covering that as well. We are wrapping up the most recent season. So that is happening. And then when Bridgerton comes out, which we're assuming will be this spring, we believe that Bridgerton's going to come out before Outlander. Once again, depending upon what Outlander means as summer, then we'll see where that lays.
Yeah, but we also have the knee-jerk reactions that we do there for shows like the Marvel shows or Succession or, oh geez, I did, I've done a whole, I did 1899, that show. Mm-hmm. I've done a whole bunch of different things. You can access all of that at jointhenerdclan.com as well.
Mo Whitman is asking you to show how to make the butterbeer for maybe one of your baking mistakes.
Oh, I love this idea. I will totally do that.
So just know that we are keeping busy. We're having a lot of fun stuff going on. We want to remind you that we do have our Facebook community. Just search Mary and Blake, and in there you can geek out about all the different shows and fandoms that we cover. If you are a book reader, we would highly recommend that you head on over to the Outlander Cast Clan Book Club on Facebook as well. You can see everything and anything we do by going to maryandblake.com.
Yes.
And Jerry, just really, really excited. Don't forget to hit that share button if you are watching us live and comment in the live, je sais pas, as I will be doing a giveaway for some goodies from minutewithmary.com for people who share. And if you have not been joining us live, if you're listening to us in the future, hello, time traveler, we want you to be able to join us live. So we have a new texting service. You're going to text the phone number. Let me pull it on up because it's a brand new phone number. So if you've been on my previous texting service, we're switching things up, you would have gotten a notification. But the phone number is 401. Oh, sorry. Code. Yeah. USA code 1-401-281-551. And you just text the word Outlander. And
why don't you read that number again then, okay, Robin?
So 401-281-551. 5551. All right, so 401-281-5551. You text just the word Outlander, not Outlander and a little emoji, not like, hey, I like Outlander, like Outlander the word. It will add you into the Outlander complimentary texting list. I will be letting you know when and if we go live, when a new podcast has dropped, things like that. I will not overwhelm you. I will not share your number. But also through this, you can get signed up for other podcast notifications that Blake and I do.
Yes. All right. Well, let's get some closeout music here, yes, and then we'll do the rest.
Thank you once again for tuning in. Sorry, but
yeah,
go.
No, that's okay. That's, you know what? First time in a while we've been doing this. All right. Just want to remind you too, also, that you get early access to all of our podcasts before anybody else does. At jointhenerdclan.com. So when we record it, literally the second that it's done recording, the members at jointhenerdclan.com get access to the recording instantly. And then for the rest of the world, you have to wait until I decide to put it up. So that's just how it goes. Another thing too about jointhenerdclan.com is we got something special cooking up for that group. And I'm going to say that it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. I'm just, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And if you like a very popular
series
that is current,
correct,
you're going to love it.
Correct.
And again, I'm not saying the series because we haven't finalized it yet. We're still in discussions. We're figuring it out. We got things. But I'm just telling you, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And you're going to like it. Yes. So just
make sure. Join the nerdclan.com.
Just go there, become a member.
Yes. Members at all levels are going to get this surprise. And we just appreciate you. And you are truly what makes this podcast possible. We are a mom and pop shop podcast. We do not have like major conglomerates. Like a lot of the podcasts you listen to, they are owned by corporations. They are given advertisements from different sources. They are told what they have to say.
Yes.
They have to do what they have to do. And we are just ever so grateful. And even if you are not able to join at jointhenerdclan.com right now, please know that your reviews online, your reviews in the Apple Podcast app, sharing in your stories, your wall, screenshotting this, threading in your stories, getting other people interested in Outlander Cast and the subsequent podcasts that we do goes a long way. Word of mouth has always been and will always be the best way for podcasts, for people to find out about them. So know that sharing is caring, and it means the world to Blake and I.
Yes. Yeah, so that's that. Oh, also, too, one last thing. Our last podcast, Mary, you and I promised that we were going to do the top five things to watch from both of us. So each of us have a top five until Droughtlander ends.
Yes.
So I'm going to say this. That episode is coming. It's going to be for our members at jointhenerdclan.com. That was the whole idea. So that episode is coming. And we wanted to do that after this teaser, just so you get a sense of Outlander again, what it was like. Yeah. And then you listen to us and say, hey, these are the things that we want you to watch until Outlander starts.
The vagueness of summer.
Yes. So that episode will be coming at jointhenerdclan.com, I think by the first week of February. Probably right around there.
I am going away, but maybe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going away, then you're coming back, and then the first week of February, we're going to do the episode.
Okay.
We talked about it.
I know. We just got to wait and see. You can't make promises like this all the time.
I said probably.
Okay. Okay. Good.
See, I hedged my bets.
Yes. And that is why you need to be on the texting system. Yes. Because just in case. Oh my goodness gracious. Well, thank you all so incredibly much. On that note, my name is Mary.
My name is Blake.
And you have been listening to Outlander Cast.